461 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 in the nine-county Rochester Finger Lakes region. That's more than two times as many as last spring, when the virus first peaked locally. For a perspective on how frontline healthcare workers are handling the latest surge, WXXI's Beth Adams spoke to Dr. Dhamanpal Sandhi. He's a pulmonologist at Rochester Regional Health.
The staff primarily is exhausted, and we are running out of our nurses and respiratory therapists to take care of patients.
Is this because of the sheer volume of patients you're trying to take care of, or are some staff getting ill as well?
It's primarily because of the number of patients, and yes, we are seeing some staff is getting ill too, even though those numbers are small. It's just the total number of patients. In Rochester Regional Health, in all the hospitals, and especially at Rochester General, have increased our capacity significantly. Fortunately, now we have new state-of-the-art SANS Constellation Center for Critical Care, and we have 36 beds on two floors which are open, so that's giving us 72 more beds. And soon, within next 2 weeks, we'll have eighth floor open, which will give us another 36 critical care beds.
Are you seeing fewer patients needing to be on a ventilator?
Correct. There are a couple of reasons for that. One, we are seeing that populations getting sick are more younger, that the disease kind of have shifted towards younger population who is generally healthy, do not have any underlying diseases, and less likely to get very sick. And second thing is experience. We have learned from all these studies and our experience that putting these patients on ventilators early does not help. And we can do many other things to prevent that intubation. So total percentage of ICU or intubated patients is less this time. It's kind of about 22% this time, and it was somewhere 30-35% in April.
How worried are you that things will get worse in the next several weeks, as our public health experts are warning?
As we have learned from our experience, we start to see numbers go up somewhere about 3 weeks, 4 weeks after social gatherings, and we saw something after Halloween, and even on Thanksgiving, even though we had all the requests to not do social gathering, many people still traveled, and we will start to see those numbers maybe in another week or 10 days to come to the hospitals. And then we have Christmas and New Year around the corner, and concern is then we will have another surge 3-4 weeks after those events. So at this time, we are very concerned that numbers are going up and the curve is not flattening.
Doctor, as someone who is seeing daily firsthand the results of that kind of behavior, not wearing masks, not physical distancing, how frustrating is it that this was preventable, but we just aren't being diligent enough in doing these things?
It is definitely frustrating. We all need to follow the science, and science has clearly shown that wearing masks, social distancing, washing hands helps. It helps. We did this. We flattened the curve last time because people followed the guidelines. And I understand it's exhausting for community too. It's gone too long, but it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So we all have to continue to follow those guidelines, for a long time, probably till summer or maybe even longer than that, even though the vaccine is likely going to be available soon.
Well, I hope you know you have a very appreciative community that is aware of the hard work and the sacrifices you and your colleagues make. And we're so grateful for all that you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you.